You may be seated. Well, good morning. How are you guys? Good. You know, you guys are real lucky today. Do you know why? Because I wasn't thinking that we wouldn't have many children here this morning, and I brought a huge bag of candy. You might get to have 3 or 4 pieces this time. How about that? Okay, well, this morning, we are going to be bringing a message about acceptance. And so one of the things that I did on the help of other people in this congregation, thank you to Randy Umble, to Audrey Haller and Valerie Mast, they went to your school teachers and got them to write a letter to me stating how you guys accept others, how you treat others in school. And you know what? It was a real joy to actually read what your teachers had to say about you. Do you really want to know what they had to say about you? I don't think you do. They all gave me encouraging words. They all said you guys play with others well. Now, obviously, one of you is not in school, but the rest of you are. But your teachers really, really expressed how good a kids you are. And what I'm going to do is your teachers wrote me the letters, and we printed them all out. So parents, the kids that are here and the kids that are not here, you will be getting a little white envelope in your mailbox right now. I didn't want the kids to open them up now. I wanted to wait till you get home. So after church, go to your mailboxes. There is a letter in there from your child's teacher. And then you can read that later. So I want to read 2 scriptures, and then I'm going to ask you guys to do something. So just listen to this. In Zephaniah, it says, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. And in Mark chapter 10, it says this. It says, people were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, let the little children come and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. So I just want you to know, even though you're little, God loves you, and he's delighted in seeing you do good things to other kids. So I'm going to have a little prayer with you, but before I have a prayer, can I ask you a question? We're going to do a little skit here in about 2 minutes. Would you guys be interested in helping me with it? You don't have to do anything other than bah. That's all you have to do. Can you do that? Do you just want to do it? You don't have to if you don't want to, but if you want to do it, you can help us. So let me pray for yous. Father, I just thank you and praise you for these little ones here. Father, they are vulnerable. They're little. They need to be taught, and I just pray, Father, that this congregation would be able to open ourselves up to teach these kids the truth of who you are, and that we do not reject them, but allow them to learn and grow in you. And I just pray, Father, that as they do that, we will have great God-fearing men and women that are sitting right here in the future. So we just thank you and praise you for them. In your name we pray, amen. Now, who said they want to help? You don't want to help praise? Okay, let me get you a snack then. Actually, you can all have a snack. stay sitting right there for a minute. Okay, the rest of you can come over here. You stand right here. You can just, however. Now I want to hear you say, can you use ba?
Ba, ba,
ba,
ba.
That's all right.
Ba.
Andrew is going to read the message while we act out the skit. You can keep bad, a little bit.
Okay, I'll be reading from Matthew 18:10-14. Seeing that you came, the parable of the wandering sheep. Seeing that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go look for the one that wandered off?
Bah, bah, bah,
bah. Bah.
And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish. And it looks like Brian Horst was our lost sheep.
You know, Jeff, you think with him wandering like that there, he deserved what he got?
Yeah, look what the cat drug up, or should I say drugged up.
Yeah, you know those scratches on his arms from them briars, you know, he deserved that. That goes along with running away.
Boy, oh boy, I'm glad I didn't run away like that.
Okay, we'll stop mocking him now. Okay, let me get you one more piece of candy.
Well, good morning. My name is Brian Horst. I just started coming to this church just a little bit ago. You might remember me and a good friend of mine, Steve, we just shared our testimonies just a week or two ago. Very honestly, I do feel quite awkward coming up here and standing in front of you all. Sharing it's just a little scary, but I do want to thank you guys as you have accepted me. You've been kind. I'm thankful that you say good morning and you actually talk to me. I used to walk into a bar and get that kind of response, so it's great to just have that same type of thing happening. So, and some of you know me, some of you know my family, but regardless, it's always awkward coming to a new place, but you've made me feel welcome, so thank you. I know the life you lead is completely different than mine. You should be thankful if you've never been sucked into the bar scene and all the junk that comes with it. I know all of you live a good life, and you would never do things like that. I know that you sit around your kitchen table and do Bible studies as a family. I hope I can get to that point someday, but I'm still stuck in this life listening to rock music and just trying to get rid of all these other bad habits. And my life has been completely different than yours. And I'm just that new kid on the block, and I have a lot to learn. Most of you have been coming here to this church and doing this your whole life. I just started. I know I'm a bad person, so just please help me be more like you. Thanks. Rick, you want to give me a hand? That'd be good idea.
I just put the microphone on.
So, needless to say, Jesus cut away my old life and freed me from my old ways. And God brought me here to be part of Flowing Waters, to this church. And I'm so thankful to have Rick to talk to and support me as I've gone through quite a journey. Being part of Flowing Waters has shown me so much. So at this point, it's been roughly 9 years, something like that, that I've been going to this church. I still have issues, but my life has done, it's completely different. It's done a 180 degree turn. God has changed everything, and I want you guys to truly understand what it feels like for someone who's never been to church and barely knows who God is, what it feels like for them to step into this building. When I started going here, I knew what I was looking for in a church. I knew what I wanted. I went to a few different churches. I didn't find what I was looking for, and I found what I wanted right here. Most people have no idea what they're looking for. They're just looking for somewhere to go. They feel like they have come to a place where everyone is living a much better life than they are. Everyone has been coming here their whole life or close to it, and they all know each other. They hang out together. And now those people are judging me. When I first started coming here, I honestly believed that families did sit around kitchen tables and do Bible studies together instead of watching TV. I felt like I had so much catching up to do. From my own experience, I can tell you that everyone who walks through these doors that has never gone to church feels like they're a horrible person who has been living a horrible life, and now they have to catch up to everyone in this building. They believe that everyone at church lives some great life. They all love each other. They rarely do anything wrong, if they do anything wrong. And they need to learn how to live exactly like you do. They all know what they're doing. They feel like you all know what you're doing. And they have so much they need to learn and things they need to change. I want you to think about this. What would it be like for you personally to walk into a bar? If you've been to a bar, think of a bar you've never been to before. You see people doing things you know they shouldn't be doing. Then you start imagining all these other things that they might do and might make up stories in your mind about them. But if one person would come up to you and say hi, offer you a place to sit, show you a drink menu, at least you would know where to go. So keep that in mind. Next time you see someone you don't know at church, imagine yourself walking into a bar, feeling completely out of place and highly uncomfortable. What would help you? So say hi to them. Offer them a bulletin. Show them where things are. But more than anything else, be sincere. Don't put on an act. Just be you and say hi. You will probably feel uncomfortable. It's awkward. But that's normal. It's always awkward talking to someone you don't know. If someone has decided to come to church, it means they are ready for change. We cannot force someone to change. We can pray for them, and God can change things. But that person has to make a choice to turn toward God and accept change. Now, we need to support them. Honestly, we need to support everyone. Supporting someone is standing next to them and helping them find what they need. Loving someone is helping them receive what they need. Now, not what they want, but what they need. A non-believer doesn't know what they need. So you love them by supporting them, just by standing there and helping them. Understand every choice everyone makes, believer or non-believer, every choice that they make is between them and God. Everything we do, say, and think is between ourselves and God. The choice that we have to make is how we respond to someone else's choices. Do we stand by them and support them? Do we love them? Do we help them find what they need? Do we get angry at them, condemn them, tell them how stupid they are? All of us need fellowship with other people. We don't always want it, but we do need it. How good does it feel when someone you love actually pays attention to you? Maybe you and your spouse get to have alone time, and you actually get to talk. I know you don't all know what that means, but I think the women understand what I'm talking about. So, or maybe your teenager actually opens up and talks to you about their life, or someone just gives you a compliment. In some way, someone gives you their attention, and it feels good. What does God want? He wants our attention and for us to compliment him. When we pay attention to other people, that gives them a reason to pay attention to God. If you have one or two really good relationships with other people, you quite honestly, you've got it made. So I beg you, please, when you see someone in church dressed a little different, looking a little out of place, step out of that comfort zone and say hi to them. Introduce yourself. Make them feel welcome. They already feel awkward. And bad enough. Now they're just looking for a place to feel accepted, where they can begin a brand new journey and start a whole new life. It's up to each and every one of us to help them not only find a church, but a new home to be welcomed into. No, actually, I take that back. A hospital to be welcomed into. It's easy for us to welcome the healed, but do we welcome the sick? Should we accept everyone who walks through these doors? How do we decide who should be accepted and who shouldn't? My answer to that is we don't. The Holy Spirit does. The main reason it's so hard for people to come to church is because they feel like we're judging them. Some people say, Those people should come and those people shouldn't come. Some say everyone is welcome. But are they? There's a lot of gray areas in that statement. I know what I think. I feel like people should at least want change in their life and have just briefly know God before they come to church. But at the same time, I don't know anyone's heart. The Holy Spirit knows all. We need the Holy Spirit to fill this entire building, to fill each one of us, and allow him to lead our lives every single day. Remember, the Holy Spirit is God living inside of us. It's time for us to grow closer to the Holy Spirit and really get to know him. So I want you to start this week. Take three steps. First, ask God to reveal anything that might hinder you from hearing the Holy Spirit or growing closer to the Holy Spirit. Every single time you pray, ask the Holy Spirit for the words. And begin to ask the Holy Spirit what you should do. In every area of your life, things like what you should eat, what you should drink, even what deodorant to use, what toothpaste, mouthwash, you name it. Ask the Holy Spirit. Believe it or not, he knows a lot better than men do, or people in general. He knows it all. That diet might work for those people, but it doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So maybe ask the Holy Spirit. He'll lead you to exactly what you need. Remember, we are individuals. God created us all differently. Just because I pray something and it works for me doesn't mean that same prayer is going to work for you. Ask the Holy Spirit for the words. Right up front here on the table, there's small pieces of paper that have those three steps. You're more than welcome to take that with you and start something new this week. Get closer to God. Really get to know him. Also, so you know, tonight is the Holy Spirit Fellowship Evening. You can come out to that and start that relationship with the Holy Spirit. That's what I want to focus on tonight, is really getting to know him and starting that new journey. So, very briefly, what I'm saying is welcome new people as they come to church. Call upon the Holy Spirit as you welcome him into your life. So, at this time, I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit join us, that he fill us, and then I'm going to invite the worship team back up, and we are just going to praise God. So please join me. I want you personally to ask the Holy Spirit to fill you and fill this whole building. So let's pray. So, Father, at this time, we do ask you, pour out your Holy Spirit upon each and every single one of us. Fill this room. Let us know you're here. Just do something special for us. Fill us from head to toe that we can feel you in every single way. Reveal to us anything that we need to get out of our lives to get closer to you. Help each one of us be thankful to know you. Show us how to praise you in the best ways that we can. Fill our hearts with your love, that we feel that we can just celebrate you and just fill this room. And if there is anything, any kind of evil, anything that's not supposed to be here, anything that's not from you, Father, remove it completely. And show us how the best way we can praise you. Fill us, Father, with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen. Worship team, let's praise.
I can speak loud enough anyhow. One thing I want to say is, as we're singing these songs, and if something hits you, not literally hits you, but it hits your mind, as far as you feeling like you have issues accepting people or judging people, I would just ask you, if you want to, it's up to you, you can come front and sit on one of the benches and just ask Jesus to help you with that, whatever you are dealing with. It's however you want to take it. So if anything hits you, you're more than welcome to come front and do that.
And I just want to say, as we sing this first song, it's called All We Sinners. We are all sinners. And it doesn't matter if we grew up in the church or if we came to Christ 10 minutes ago. We are all sinners in need of his saving grace and blood. And so I just want to say, let's sing like we are saved, and sing like we are. We may not remember some of those things we did, and maybe some we can never forget, but just we are saved, and we all need Christ for our salvation. We are, no one has the power to save themselves. But I invite you to stand as we sing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. And I'll come to the center here, and I will apologize to the whole congregation here. You've never seen a Ringler embarrassed, but you'll get a chance to see this. I think so. I'm not sure. She might have ran away already. Karen has been coming to Flowing Waters for a while, and her little daughter, Raven, is just a bubble of joy and is so full of energy that I can't even contain it. And she just brings a lot of life. Well, I asked Karen to play the piano, and it was a, she's not sure. So Raven is her bargain deal. So Raven made a deal with me that when we sing our song that we always sing at Flowing Waters at the end here, Raven has a dance that she does, and I'm supposed to do it with her. So, I apologize. I know the Mennonites aren't supposed to dance in church, but for one time, can you just let me do it with her? So, here we go. Willing to play for us, and I thank you for the message that you brought on Brian's heart.